Blog Talk Radio.
We're live.
Well done.
What's up, Tamar?
Yeah. Well, like I was saying, you know, I mean, I didn't like this COVID crap. It's a big big scam. You know, it's a big scam.
Yeah.
And they got all this.
The numbers are not real. I don't think so. Do you think the numbers are real?
Of course
millions
not.
And millions.
They, they pull them out of their butt, man. When they go, oh, you know, the Pfizer vaccine is 87% effective. You know, give me a break. You pull them out of your butt.
Exactly.
These things are, you know, they're not even vaccines. These things are gene therapies.
Exactly.
And they're injecting DNA, you know, the DNA that God gave you ain't good enough for these people. They got it. They want to change your DNA. You got to be kidding me. No way.
I'm not doing none of that. I'm sorry. It's not feasible. It's not feasible.
I don't care how much they mandate. I'm not a big vaccine guy anyways. Never have been. Now, I can remember back, like, when I was working at the Washington Post. You know, it's kind of a slow night. It's probably like 2004. I hadn't really woken up yet, you know. And they said, oh, they're giving away free flu shots down at the nurse's office. Hey, Alex, get down here. Come here. And I said, what the heck, you're not. You know, they're giving away free, you know. And I wanted a little break from the work, so I went downstairs and got the flu shot, right? Yeah, I had the worst case of flu I had in years over there. You know,
when did
that,
you get it? Last November?
No, this was like in 2004 when H1N1 was going around. I got this thing, and it wasn't the worst flu in the world, but I couldn't shake it. You know, like a month I had it. You start to feel a little better, then you go back down again. You feel a little better, then you go back down again, you know. I had a flu. I don't know if it was a flu or the – I think it was just a flu this past – I guess it was March.
How did you boost your immune system?
I hadn't gone anywhere. Okay, I hadn't gone anywhere because, you know, all this stupid mask stuff, you know. But I had to get glasses, so we went to the Four Eyes to get glasses.
Right.
Walk in the door, guy walks right up to me, you know, big fat guy with, you know, don't put that in that trash there. I'll take it outside. Big fat guy walks up with a mask on, sticks a thermometer on my forehead. So I got to take a temperature. This guy's not a medical person. He didn't wipe that thermometer down with alcohol. I don't know whose forehead he stuck it on, you know, the last to 12 people. And then I walk over, and before I can say anything, this lady slathered this crap in my hands, you know, to wash my hands. And I'm like, well, what is... And then the guy who put the thermometer on me, he walks and goes, I'm going to have to ask you to keep that mask above your nose at all times while you're in the store. And I was like,
wow.
No. You know what? These glasses are fine. I can buy these glasses. You have a good day. I see you.
You know, over here in Walmart.
I walked out the store and I took my $500 worth of business with me. And I'll never go back.
Exactly. They didn't have police, but they had security.
Then I go home,
and
right?
Security,
I go home.
Make sure you have your mask on. Make sure you have your mask on.
But guess what? Then I haven't gone anywhere, man. I have my son was going to the store for me. I hadn't gone anywhere. I'd stay right here in my house other than going
exactly.
to the store.
Exactly. You're safer there
like
in your house.
Yes, I got the flu. Where did I get the flu from? Nobody else in my house had the flu. I hadn't gone anywhere else. I got it at the Four Eyes. That's a stupid idiot putting that thermometer on my head.
It could be because he put it on somebody else's head who was probably sick.
Yeah.
And didn't clean
and, you know, you,
it.
You, what's your cross
contamination?
You watch the guys with the mask. You know, I'm watching the people with the mask, right? And you see them. They got that mask, right? And after a little while, their butt itches. They start scratching on their butt, you know. And then they gotta scratch their crotch, and they're scratching their crotch. And then their nose itches, okay? And then they get they scratch their nose, or they pull the thing up, you know.
Yeah.
And then they cough into it. You know, it's like they're and then they touch the doorknob, and then the nose itches, and they pull it up again. You know, don't these guys realize? You know, it's bad enough you gotta go out in the world and touch a doorknob, okay? But at least when I go out in the world and I gotta touch a doorknob or come out of the bathroom, you know, right off the bat, I try to grab the, if they have paper towels, I grab the paper towel, and I open the door with the paper towel. So I'm not touching you. Great, you wash your hands, then you go touch the doorknob and 8,700 people just touched. So I take the paper towel, open the door. But no matter what, you see, I don't touch my face until I can get someplace like home where I can wash my hands up and wash my face, and then you don't get sick because you're not bringing, you know, then you rub your eyes and that. But if you have that stupid mask on, you're touching that thing all day long while you have it on.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the stupidest thing. It's the most counterproductive thing I ever seen in my life. You know, I mean, they're a medical device, and people aren't trained in medical devices. My wife is a nurse. She knows how to use those things. There's a way you use those things. You put them on a certain way, and you take them off a certain way. And then there was the problem with, at least initially, that everybody went to get a mask. They didn't have enough masks. And that meant people like my wife is a nurse. They didn't have any masks for them. So what they had to do was they had to rig up their own ultraviolet light sterilizing thing. You know, they made their own little ultraviolet light sterilizer, and they would take their mask off, and they stick it in the ultraviolet sterilizer. These people, you see them. I'm sure you saw that one lady on the internet who was walking her dog, and the dog took a dump, and she didn't have any little plastic bags. She took her mask off her face, picked it up, put it in the trash can, and then put the mask back on.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah. I mean, come on. So, yeah, but I think we're done that. I think they're done. They're done with the pandemic thing because too many people know about it. There's too many people, and they're trying to get away from it. Trying to get away from it. Fauci, he's in big trouble.
The roast
is over.
That's
what they said.
The roast is over.
That's what they said in this document, the SPARS 2023-2025 that came out. But everything that's happened, it's supposed to happen 2023 to 2025. But it's everything that's happened since 2020 up until now. Everything. And including... They said, about now, people were going to begin to realize that the vaccines are tainted and it's killing people.
Right.
And there's going to be a big backlash, and they're going to want to hang people like Fauci. And they're going to throw Fauci's under the bus, Bill Gates under the bus. You know, those guys are going to go down, and all the politicians who supported it, they're going to go down. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to start a civil war. They want to start
a
civil war.
It's going to be a house of cards. Yeah, a house of cards.
Well,
that's what's coming.
Down.
Not for nothing, Trump did a good job. Don't you think so? He did a pretty good job for the time he was there.
He was stuck in the middle of the swamp. I'll give you an example. The guy he told to make sure that there's plenty of hydrochloroquine available went out and blocked it. You know?
Right.
Blocked it.
They contradicted everything he did.
And now you see this traitor Milley, who was going behind his back and talking with our arch enemy, China. I mean, it's mind-boggling. You know, he's just lucky we're not living in the days of George Washington, because he'd already be dead from a firing squad. He'd be shot.
Right before the election, by the post office, they put a sign. If Biden wins, China owns the United States.
And they do. But you know what? Here's the thing. Well, we spoke
too late
to
now.
It was a big globalist plan, okay? And what they were going to do is they're going to have this new global order. But the way it was supposed to work is China was going to be the manufacturing center because they had the million slaves, okay? And the U.S. and Europe and England and Australia, well, we were going to be the muscle. We were going to be the military of the global. But what happened was China broke the deal. China was supposed to be, you know, making aircraft carriers and a blue navy and, you know, putting up all these islands and the Spratlys, you know. So they broke the deal. And now Soros is talking smack about Xi Jinping, and Xi Jinping is talking smack about Soros. Their whole little coalition is falling apart. I know that always would be the case. If they were successful and, you know, we're going to implement their big, you know, global New World Order, as soon as they start to get any kind of headway, there'd be divisions. Like it always is, you know. And then there would be infighting. And they didn't even get as far as they wanted to get. And there's already infighting with you know, Xi Jinping and the globalists. We'll see what's going to happen. But
Donna's in the chat room. She's probably going to call.
Be prepared for shortages, though.
Yeah.
Be prepared. Whatever you, if you need
get
medicine
your mason
stuff,
jars
you
ready and start. Fill your pantries up.
Man, my pantry is so full. I must have, I would say, approaching 50 quart jars of spaghetti sauce that I've made up and canned myself from my
radio.
What was
that
all
weird.
About?
I don't know.
Be like, you know, it's a broadcast. And every so often on a broadcast, according to the FCC, you got to announce who you are. That's what it is.
Oh, a station identification.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, man, I've got that. I got apples put up. I'm learning how to do this canning stuff. It's a little tricky, you know, but you can't do it wrong, because if you do it wrong, it's just the can doesn't seal up. It comes right off, you know. But if it works, it seals up. It stays sealed up, man. I got cans, sometimes cans 4 or 5 years. I'm taking.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay.
You know that they say you muted for a second.
Yeah. Yeah, because
so, you know,
I haven't set up
apple.
my room yet, but it's working.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we haven't broadcast in like 15 or 16 years, right? The last time we did a broadcast was like 16 years ago, I think.
Well, I've been worried, you know, things were heading south, you know, and now I'm more positive. You know, when this whole thing, when they stole it from Trump, I was down and out about that, you know, but then the more time went on, I went, man, this is the best thing that ever happened. Because they had to expose their flank and expose themselves to what crooks they are. And then all the stuff they did to undermine Trump has turned out to undermine them, you know, like the economy, like the COVID, all these things. Now they're in charge, and the people are not happy. Plus, gasoline's getting expensive, you know. People are not working. People can't get stuff. Prices are going through. I see no price increases like this since the 70s, back in the stagflation days.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it's terrible. I don't know how people are going to live. I mean, I'm pretty frugal. You know, I got, but like, we went down and did some crabbing and, you know, bringing 6-8 crabs, you know, great. Cooked
nice.
My wife with some crab
cakes. You still have that little skip boat, the little
like,
skipper boat?
I got kayaks.
Nice.
I got rid of the boat.
Hey, it does the job, and that and some crab cages, some good bait, and you
got
crabs.
I got
for free.
Crab cages, you know. Yeah. And, yeah, it's free. It was all free. I'm using the same chicken necks that I've been using for 3 years. I just take them back and put them in the freezer again. And, I mean, it was like I saved like 50, 80 bucks. And, you know, what's it called? Crab meat is going for like $57 a pound.
Wow. And steak, too? I went to buy a T-bone steak. It was $27 for one steak.
Steaks, what I can always do with a steak is I get it when it's getting ready to go old, you know, and they put it on sale. And so they're still not too bad. Like we had some big rack of ribs tonight. Said, you know, me and my wife and my son, Alex, and I tell you, it was big, thick, meaty. It was really good, really good. $14.
I remember the last broadcast we did, Tomas, your granddaughter. Was it your granddaughter that was in the background? She must be big already. 16 years old, at least.
She's fixing to turn 11 in like 3 weeks. Yeah, she's something else. She's like going to be a black belt in karate here pretty soon. She's like one below a black belt.
Nice. My grandkids, too, they do judo.
And my Kara, she just turned 7, and I broke her leg. Very traumatic. She's fine now, though. But we were doing installation, and, you know, I was throwing insulation out of the attic, big bundles, you know. And they were supposed to keep her away, and they didn't. And I couldn't see because the bundle was so big, it plugged up the whole hole in the attic. You couldn't see. And I dropped it, and when it hit the ground, all I could see was her leg sticking out. Oh, my God, I've been throwing my granddaughter. But it broke her leg. It was a pretty bad break.
God.
But it broke in such a way that it was easy to set. You know what I mean? I mean, if it would have, because she was a kid, you know, she healed up. She's fine now. But if it would have happened to like me or you, we'd have been in the hospital, have an operation. We'd have been in an operation, have steel
screws
pins
in our legs and pins and everything. Yeah.
So it was a serious, definitely a serious break. That's why I got these damn dogs.
Yeah. They keep
a watch on
the house, and they let you know anything that happens.
Well, that's the one good thing about it. They do, you know, they alert you if anything happens. And we've done now, finally had them fixed. Because before they were fixed, man, these dogs were so wild, up in your face and jumping and, oh, God, barking. And, oh, man, it was just too much. But now they are calming down a little bit. They're still puppies. They're not even a year old. Almost a year old. Next month will be a year. And they're good dogs and all that, but, man, I'll tell you, they were putting the hard sell on me, you know. Here, Grandy, listen to my letter to Santa Claus. Please, Santa Claus, can I have a dog? If you have a dog, I'll do this. I'll clean my room and I'll do that, you know. It's tugging on my heart, man. I thought I told my wife, I said, go out and get that child a dog. That was my first mistake, because they've already done it to me before. So I sent them out to get a dog, and they came back with two dogs. They did it to me again. Then my first dog came back with two damn dogs. I didn't want two dogs. I wanted one dog.
Now you got them.
And here's the thing. We got one dog. I call him Nero, but they call him Hero.
Donna's on there. Should I pick it up?
This dog is,
here we go.
Sure. This dog is scary smart, man. I'm telling you. He opens doors.
Hello, Cora.
Hello.
You're on.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, you know, just plugging away.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, long time no see.
Yes.
I know, it's been a while, over 11 years.
Well, I've been busy.
Yeah, what are you up to?
No, I'm still 6 foot.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. A lot's been happening in 11 years.
The whole world's changed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I know. So what's going on?
Trying to take us down.
What?
You didn't get that COVID shot, did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well,
any side effects?
No, none at all. I don't know
You know what? They probably gave you the placebo then.
Okay. Well, I have to have open heart surgery about two and a half months ago. I have to have open heart surgery.
But why? Why do you have to have open heart surgery?
Because they had to replace an aortic valve.
Wow.
My God, Donna.
Yeah.
That's not exactly, you know, when my uncle had it done, that was like back in 1978. You know, that was a serious operation. Now it's not that bad. You know,
it's bad enough.
It's not a walk in the park, but it's not like my uncle, you know, back in 78. That was, you know.
Well, back
in
then,
fact, his part.
They used to use a pig's valve. Now they use a cow.
It clicked.
No.
It was a ball.
Or
click.
There's two different types. There's a TAVR. That's an artificial and a bovine.
Well,
when did they decide
that you needed the heart problem?
Well, they had me go for echocardiogram. And
we have a problem?
I've been having trouble for many several years, heart trouble.
Yeah, but not related to the COVID vax.
Oh, no, I don't think so. No,
because there's a lot of myocarditis. People who are dying from myocarditis, young people, they get the shot and they get blood clots in their heart.
I heard of that.
My grandson had the COVID shot. He didn't want it at first, but I think that more or less because of his mother, and I guess they were paying.
Is he okay?
They gave him a bonus at work to have it. He's okay. He's okay, but, you know, who knows if something's going to show up after. He's only 24 years old. He's still young.
A lot of people are getting, they're not actually getting the shots. They're getting a placebo.
Because
they can't kill everybody all at once. It would be too obvious. Or, like, they get healthcare workers a shot. Like my wife's coworker, and she's fine, see? Also, they got one nurse who knows these things are bad. She wasn't giving them the shot. She was just giving people saline solutions, like 3,000 injections. They didn't get it. And of course, the COVID shot that gives you no immunity at all.
Right.
Well, the way I see it is that they wouldn't have let me have the surgery if I didn't have the shot.
Right.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have bothered with it.
Having a shot.
I think that it should be a person's choice. Of course. You know, if you want it, you want it. If you don't want it, you don't have to.
Right. It's a personal choice.
They're forcing people, and that's not wrong.
That's not good. That's communist. What can I tell you?
Hey, BLM is now starting to protest the vaccines.
And the worst thing is the mask thing. I am so tired of this mask thing. Now,
we got it
in Connecticut where the towns can mandate if they want to. So I go shopping in another town because I can't wear the mask. After a while, I can't breathe.
Exactly.
5 minutes.
You know,
I walk into a store, and in 5 minutes I'm disoriented.
It's awful.
Yeah, but then they don't have it here in Maryland now. We don't have any mask. There's no mask mandate here.
And if you wear glasses, your glasses steam up, and you can't see.
Yeah, you can't see, right.
I live in a liberal state, you know.
Well, supposedly Maryland is a Democrat state, but for some reason they're not.
What?
I take it back. Montgomery County is like, you know, they're making everybody mask up. They're closing businesses. They're doing the whole thing. But the rest of the state's pretty much open. Like, you know, no mask. No, I'm not putting the mask back on. I mean, I went into the Kmart, which is now closed down, and I had no mask on. I get right off the bat, I get a store employee. You got to have a mask on. I go, no, I got a waiver. No, you got to have a mask. And then they get the manager. Manager comes out. They start yelling at me. And then another store employee is like, and then I went and got what I wanted to get, and I came back, and the other store employee is going, I'm getting ready to call the police. I said, go ahead and call the police.
Oh.
Tell me that a guy in here with an opinion, you know. So she was just stupid and put it down.
Oh,
and then they called security guard over, and he's like, sir, you're trying to get my attention. And then meanwhile, the lady in the aisle over, who's just a customer, she starts screaming at me, telling me how stupid I am for not wearing the mask. And she's like,
my God.
Look, she's dying, you know, trying to get a breath. You ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
They had the black kid who's always in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
You know, and he talks like, he goes, well, and then,
yeah,
I have to do this. That's the way
he's
she's gasping for air, trying to tell you how smart she was, you know.
Yeah.
And then, finally, the security guard says, sir. Yeah, he goes, I agree with you, man, but can we keep it down? I go, well, okay, you know, I'm not the one, you know, causing the problem. I'm a little hard of hearing, that's all. They didn't want to start the conversation. And then, you know,
she goes to mask burning parties in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I'm in Tampa.
I was the only guy out there in the Capitol with my two signs against this whole lockdown and mask and things, you know, protest. And I was a one-man protest.
Oh, she protests that several times a week. They wave flags. She goes to Board of Education meetings because she's tired of these, you know, that they're forcing kids to get vaccines. You know,
that's wrong. And now down here, last year my granddaughter spent the whole school year here at my house.
Homeschool.
They took their school online here at my house. So that was okay because I had my granddaughters here. But now they're all back in school, no social distancing, no vaccine mandate, no masking.
Oh,
see, Maryland's also like a big Catholic
state. Over here, it's horrible over here. It's horrible. They're forced, all the kids in my town, in New Britain, they have to wear masks to school. They have to.
None of the kids down here have to.
I think they're doing something with the vaccines. They want all the kids to be vaccinated now, like mandated.
Well, they won't be having any kids themselves. One thing is that it's sterilizing people.
It's awful. It's disgusting. You know,
the Bible talks about it. About a third of the earth is going to die off on account of this. And
it's
you're talking
like
to a guy here, not a real.
I'm not a real religious guy. When they give a vaccine, it should be tested for at least 10 years.
Well, it is
being
tested right now on you. It's been tested on you.
That's right. I'm one of the testing monkeys, you know. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Exactly.
Well, hopefully and my mother-in-law got a placebo because, you know, at the end of the day, these guys are mad scientists. And any scientist, if they're doing an experiment, they've got to have a placebo so they can test for the placebo. So some people are – and they also, they don't want to kill off everybody right off the bat. They don't want to kill off certain people. And the other people who got the vaccine and no reaction, it was fine. They may even got a vitamin shot and felt good. They'll be the best salesman for the vac next time around. But all you got to do is look at all the statistics. The highest vaccinated places, Israel, Singapore, Iceland, they have the highest hospitalizations now.
I'm just wondering, what happened in a place like Cuba? Did they give vaccines to anybody in Cuba? I kind of doubt it.
They're giving vaccines to people down there.
Only government personnel. Only the government. The common folk, there is none.
Our Lion News media said that the Cubans were protesting down there because there was the bad COVID results.
Yes. Yes.
They all got beat up. Common people, they don't want to spend that kind of money. Are you kidding? And guess what?
Well,
the people are still living.
At the end of the day, what's really going on, you know, a part of what's going on, just a multifaceted attack. But part of it is they've taken all this money for old people, for our old age, and they've already spent it. So now they can't pay us off. They can't pay us off. So rather than tell us, hey, we can't pay you off, they're killing us. They're killing us. They're taking old people. They get you in a hospital. The last place you want to go is a hospital because they put you on a ventilator and they kill you.
I heard, yeah. It's awful. I know.
It's really bad.
And then you know,
I have family in Cuba, and they're all suffering. Everybody's suffering in Cuba.
$53,000.
Wow.
They kill. Okay.
One of my husband's sons died from the COVID.
Wow.
Because we haven't spoken.
How old was
he? He was 51.
With the COVID or the COVID shot?
51. I have no idea. We haven't spoken in a lot of years because Teresa, my daughter, funeral director. She's a funeral director. My husband's son. Yes.
See, there you go. If you want to do something with health, tell him to get healthy. Tell him to cut down the food. You know, I mean, my diet is so restricted now. I'm telling you, basically, I don't eat any store-bought bread except maybe Dave's bread. That's the organic bread. It almost has to be organic. If you eat wheat, you're eating GMO. My system has never worked so good since I've been on this diet. I'm not eating any crap. I don't eat any crap. I don't eat any nothing with soy in it. I don't have any corn syrup. I don't have any fluoride in water. And I'm telling you, I'm 153 pounds.
My sister is
Donna,
like,
and how do you feel after the operation? You feel good now? You feel stronger?
Oh, God. I have pain.
Right.
Not every day, but, I mean, you
Where's
know.
Where's the pain at?
It's like the incision.
Okay. Right. It still needs
side.
To heal. Yeah.
You have to remember,
well,
like.
Don't
made,
get
like,
any more shots.
They made a foot long and spread open the sternum and the ribs.
Right.
They were all done. The bones, the sternum is wired together.
Wow.
Okay.
Listen, guys, we have another episode on October 6th and another one, I guess, October 18th, that I'm going to do a Halloween special also. We're off the air now. We're done.
Oh, okay. It was so good talking
it's okay.
to you guys.
It's still recording. Yeah, it's still recording. But yeah, man, on the 6th, I guess we'll call up and do it again. This was fun.
Yes.
I'm going to have somebody call from Cuba so you can ask them questions, and I'll translate, and then I'll tell you back what they're saying, because they were going to call today, but there was a problem through this amp called What's Up, and Cuba shut down the internet and didn't let them broadcast. So we can work our way around that. You know how it is in Cuba.
We'll do a workaround.
It's up to what the government lets you do, not what you want to do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Like
I shipped them like 6 months ago, 3 5-pound bags of coffee, metformin, because I have a cousin that has diabetes and he has no medicine. He just got it today, and I shipped it 6 months ago. And he had to pay over there. He got it, but he had to pay. He has metformin, 1,000 milligram, and they let me ship it over there as long as it was sealed.
Wow.
And the coffee I sent him, I sent shoes. I sent, I sent what I could send. It was only $100 to send 5 packages over there. But I had to send him $20 American, so when he gets over there, he can change the $20 into Cuban money and pay them for what I already paid for him to receive it. Can you believe that?
Oh. Yeah.
That's total manipulation.
That's coming here. That's coming here. They're going to give you a credit card where once you've gone over your carbon allowance, they're going to turn it off.
That's terrible.
Wow.
That's terrible.
That's
well, guys,
terrible.
Listen, thank you for calling. And let's do this again at least once a month, at least.
Keep in touch with me, you know. Let me know.
Yeah, yeah. Send your email. Or Donna, I will send you his email so you can email him.
Do you my email? You have it? I'll text you.
Well, I can just send it to you in Messenger like I sent you the link to the show today.
Okay, that's good. Perfect. Yes, I'd love to keep in touch, definitely.
Well, good talking with you guys.
Yeah, it's been too long.
Okay, good talking to you too, Tomas.
Y'all take care.
Okay.
Take care, Don. You have a nice night, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Blessings all around. Bye.
Okay. Bye.